Then, finally, there are the human and poetic touches, which suddenly erupt into the text. They appear in this discourse, yes, quite suddenly. And they're all more surprising, in a way, because 90% of the discourse is expressed in rational terms, albeit in the form of a paradox. We have, for instance, erupting into this constant stream of statement and contradiction, the amazing observation. Thereupon, the impact of Dharma moved the venerable Subhuti to tears. Having shed tears, he thus spoke to the Lord. And so on. One feels this could have come anywhere in the second part of the sutra. Khonsa comments, the Prajnaparamita texts are so elusive to our understanding because they are full of hidden hints, allusions, and indirect references to the pre-existing body of scriptures and traditions circulating in the memory of the Buddhist community at the time. They are more often than not an echo of older sayings. And that's very interesting. When there was so much memorized by the monks, so much circulating in the memory of the Buddhist community, there were no books, but there was so much circulating in the memory and the constant recitation in assemblies. There would inevitably be echoes when the compilers of this sutra, or the compiler or compilers of this sutra, set to work. There would inevitably be echoes. And there's an echo in this short passage relating to the impact of Dharma on Subhuti. There's an echo of Sada Prarudita in the perfection of 8,000 lines. Sada Prarudita, the ever-weeping. The poetic touches you're familiar with. I've always been satisfied by the ending, that it should finish with a series of poetic images on the nature of impermanence. After all those cymbal clashes, all those drumbeats of paradox, after all those drum rolls of incommensurability between merit and insight, we have, as it were, a single unaccompanied flute, weaving its melody of impermanence. As stars, a fault of vision, as a lamp, a mock show, dewdrops, or a bubble, a dream, a lightning flash, or cloud. So should one view what is conditioned.